Gordon, tell us again about these events that you said would show us the beginning of the pole shift.
I'd be glad to, because as I said, the Pacific is going to narrow, the Atlantic is going to widen, the whole of South America is going to rotate around a point in Brazil, and the top part of it's going to go west, what's our west now. And in the process, that's going to just submerge the Caribbean. Now, the Pacific goes under the west coast of North America and under the west coast of South America. So when the Pacific narrows, actually part of it's going to slide under and uplift the mountains on the coasts. At the same time, the western side of the Pacific is going to slide under New Zealand and Australia and lift up the New Zealand is going to actually pop up about 500 feet. Mm-hmm. And the eastern side of Australia is going to pop up. But the western side of Australia, almost all of Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, Southeast Asia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and all of India are going to go. And what Nancy said last in the fall of 2009, she said it's going to be one of three events will be a precursor. And she said if pole shift is 10 out of 10, then this event's going to be 7 out of 10. And it's going to just shock the world completely. And it's going to happen, and that is not even pole shift. So I'm thinking that the most likely, and she, at that time she gave the three choices, which was that Indonesia would sink.
Right.
That was the first choice. The second choice is there would be huge earthquakes in Japan, followed by the downwarping of the New Madrid Fault. Now, if people aren't aware of that, that was where the biggest earthquake in the history of the United States ever happened.
That's where the Mississippi changed direction, right?
Exactly. And it happened just around 1810, 1812, I think, 1816, something in there. And that's going to affect eight states, and it's going to possibly leave 30 million people homeless. And that would certainly shock our conscience.
Yes, it would.
And then, within hours of that, now, most people are aware of the term the Atlantic Rift, but what it is an irregular crack in the center of the Atlantic Ocean going from Iceland south to Antarctica. And volcanic lava has been uplifting there in this crack, and it's trying to make the Atlantic wider.
Now, are all these events related to incoming of Planet X?
Definitely, because you have to understand that the crust of the earth, have you ever been to a grocery store and you hold an orange in your hand that has tissue paper around it? The crust of the earth floats on the core.
Yes, well, I know that.
And the Atlantic Rift is the single most magnetic part of the earth's crust. And as the North Pole of Planet X approaches the earth, every time the earth turns and the Atlantic Rift faces it, Planet X sort of grabs that Atlantic Rift slightly and jerks it. And as it gets closer and closer, the Earth is going to actually start moaning, and there's going to be earthquakes developing everywhere, and there's going to be volcanoes going off.
Now, so, are we seeing any of these indicators right now?
Well, we are in so many respects. 21 volcanoes going off in Indonesia leads everyone who knows anything about this to think that the 7 out of 10 event, and she said this is going to happen before the end of the year, so we're talking only a few weeks here.
Yeah.
So this is a major prophecy, and talk about just wanting to help. You know, you watch these stories, you see the people in Haiti, and you think, well, what can I do, you know? And then you see, like, it was raining in Pakistan, and they said, well, Pakistan's flooded because of the floods. Well, the rain stopped a long time ago, and Pakistan's still flooded. The reason why is that whole tongue of the Southeast Asian plate is going down.
And water will gush over that at an incredible rate, will it not?
Well, this isn't even the pole shift. This is just sinking. I mean,
just a massive sinking.
Yeah, because what's happening is North and South America are trying to move closer to Asia and Australia, and
well, we
all
could be
that,
talking, Gordon, about billions of people there, right?
Well, billions. That's the thing. You see, at the moment of pole shift, that's when India is going to go. And you're talking, you know, what, 1.25 billion people lost in the twinkling of an eye?
Yeah.
I mean, this is sad. I mean, the thing is if NASA had said something 50 years ago, I'm absolutely convinced they knew 50 years ago, starting at Roswell. I don't know the exact connection, but I have no doubt of it in my mind.
Well, what does a government do? Let's say they know,
well, I know
that a region's going to go and 2 billion people in the whole region are going to die. Where do you put these people?
I know. Well, you know, that's, I think, you see, I think that both Presidents Bush and Obama are in that position where people, you know, these people have the internet. They're reading Zeta Talk over there in Indonesia and in China and in Vietnam and in Thailand and in Pakistan, and they want to discuss it. And I don't think that our presidents are going to talk about it over a telephone or in a written message. I think these people are saying, you come over here and you tell us what's happening. And honestly, I think he's telling them it's just going to be a few earthquakes. Don't worry about it. We are not taking any refugees. Excuse me. We're not taking any refugees, and we'll station. I mean, that's what these 34 Navy ships are.
Well, it is interesting. All these things are going on.
You know, we're saying to them, calm down. Your worst problem is if there's going to be riots. So, but when pole shift is about to begin, the one sign of it that everyone in the entire Earth will recognize is you will look up and you will see standing apart from the sun this bright spot in the sky. And at that point, everybody's going to go, oh, my God, what is that? And from that day forward, when it sweeps the Earth, it'll probably take 3 days for everybody on Earth to go, oh, my God, what's that next to the sun? And from that day forward, it's 7.3 weeks until pole shift.
7.3. All right. Thank God we can jot this stuff down, Gordon.
Because, you see, what's interesting is that Planet X comes in going the wrong direction in our solar system. It comes up against the orbit of the Earth and sort of wobbles there. And it's bigger. It has a much bigger magnetic field than Earth. So if you went to Radio Shack and you bought two stick magnets and you stood one up and you took the other one in your hand horizontally and you moved it towards the first one, you'd see the one that was standing up would fall over.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, another proof that this is true is the pictures of star trails. When somebody puts a camera on a tripod and takes a six-hour exposure of the stars going around Polaris, our North Star, they're coming out as an oval.
Tell me about the picture that you supplied us for coasttocoastam.com. Can you explain this graphic?
Yes, this graphic shows that Planet X is in front of the sun, off to the side. So it's hard to see because when you look towards the sun is so damn bright that you know, unless you really have the right filters, and I've tried it myself, welding goggles do not work. So I myself have yet to see it, but I go out to photograph it every day. And it's to the left of the sun, above the sun at sunrise, and to the right of the sun, below the sort of to the lower right of the sun, like the 5 o'clock position at sunset. And there are people around the world. I mean, everybody's walking around. You see all the UFO pictures. People have been walking around with digital cameras, movie cameras. They're taking pictures of sunrises and sunsets. And people are getting this. And you can go to YouTube and do a search. And it just boggles the mind. People from around the world getting pictures of it next to the sun.